becomes a priority over sport, and even more important, or equally important, over commercial. And for instance, on the Yukon, where people from South Central and Interior might want to take fish for personal use, and as a result, the board might feel they have to meet their opportunities for personal use at the expense of downriver commercial fishermen whose existence depends on the taking of salmon from the Yukon. So from my standpoint, it's important to leave about as much balance as possible here between commercial sport and personal.
Senator Halpern.
Well, the language as originally proposed by Senator Fisher says provide a fair and reasonable opportunity for it. I think that's adequately broad to provide a lot of latitude with regard to the board's action.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, you would not mean by the proposed change to say that personal use would have a priority over sport and commercial as a matter of law or definition?
No, they have to provide a fair and reasonable opportunity for the taking.
Looks like it does. Senator Coghill.
Madam Chairman, I like the amendment that Senator Fisher is proposing, and I think I like the long version better because I think we tie down some of the problems and some of the important issues that we have in our constituency as to personal use. And I think that the bill adequately takes care now of the federal requirement on the subsistence allocation. I have some amendments that I'm going to offer on that later on. Madam Chairman, I got to remind you that I have another committee that I chair at 3:30, and I have Coast Guard people coming, and so I'm going to move at 25 after that we continue this until tomorrow or Friday. And I know that that's not going to make you very happy, but I think that...
No, Senator, it isn't. Go ahead.
That the personal use program certainly has to be addressed, and this is the proper place to address it, and it's not going to increase the bill. In fact, I further like the Second Amendment that Senator Fisher got even better than the First Amendment, but if we could salvage the process and please the other senators that don't want to extend the bill too much, then I would go for the short version of the amendment, which would put us into a category for personal use, but I prefer the long shot first.
Let's see, Senator Rajara.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I guess we've been dealing with this issue now for a number of years, and it's had the tendency to polarize the state. And I look at this amendment here as going back to about where we were or where we are now, but we've addressed in the essence of the main part of the bill the problems there where we've identified how we are going to at least look at the management of the subsistence use there on the federal lands and also carried over to state. But what we're doing here is we're creating now groups of people that are going to be looking at the personal use, groups of people that are going to be looking at sports use, groups of people that are going to be looking at the commercial use of the fish and game, both primarily on the state. And it seems to me there that this is kind of, it's been a delicate issue. It's been very controversial over the last couple of years. And it's created some problems. We do have a board of fish and a board of game that should basically be making some of these decisions on the use of those stocks on state land. And I just have feelings there that we're going to complicate everything by throwing this back in there and, again, muddy the waters, because what we're doing here, we've addressed the federal concern in putting this bill together. And now I think we're just opening the door back up again. We're going to start... another series of discussions, if you will, to grab a piece of the resource for each particular individual user group. And I'm just a little bit concerned about that. I think we ought to let the boards of fish and board of game kind of do their thing.
Senator Fisher.
Madam Chair, the last thing I want to do is divide the state on this particular issue. I've been trying to... Work on this legislation, as most of the members know, for almost a year now, with the idea that we can defuse some of the problems. I think it's important, though, to consider that there are a lot of people who are dependent on personal use who are enfranchised now in this legislation, unless we make some provision for personal use, might wipe out, you might say, valid existing rights. And the purpose here is not to bind the hands of the board. I think Senator Halford just very clearly stated that his proposed amendment deleting most of the language that I had, even that was not designed to establish a priority of person use over sport and commercial by law or intent. And my purpose in bringing this here is to make sure that all of the segments of the population do have, as it says, a fair and reasonable opportunity to take fish. That's essentially all it says.
Senator Lawson.
I'm Chad, just one further comment. I can't imagine a board of fish sitting down and looking at our reference to personal use in this bill and defining exactly what personal use is and then ignoring it totally. I just can't imagine that happening.
Is there further discussion on the amendment that's before us?
Madam Chair.
Senator.
I didn't offer an amendment to the amendment. Should I offer the amendment to the amendment?
No.
Okay, I won't offer it.
Let's try it first.
Okay.
Senator Fisher.
Madam Chair, I was going to suggest that since we'd have to adjourn before this bill could move, that maybe this would be a good time to call a halt and discuss this and tackle this at the beginning of the next meeting.
Let me pose a question before we make a decision here. Senator Fisher has one additional amendment. Senator Coghill has just laid on the table. How many amendments, Senator?
Well, I got, Madam Chairman, I have three or four amendments. There's in this, and
all
then
right,
there's
here.
One more that I want to ask, and I'll ask staff on it between now and our next meeting, and I'll have clarification.
All right, I have several other amendments. I think it's extremely important that we are very careful that those amendments don't undo a great deal of work that's been done by a lot of people on this. I would like to ask how many, we have a very full agenda on Friday, but I think it's extremely important that we move as expeditiously as possible on this particular legislation. How many people could come to an early meeting on Friday? It would be a bit of a marathon session at 12 o'clock on Friday. How many can be on hand at 12 o'clock? Senator, you cannot, Senator Jarrah Falassen.
Madam Chairman,
yes.
My request would be to hold this over until Monday. I have to be gone Friday.
Well, I do not want to consider it until we have a total committee. I think that's extremely important. Just a second here, and we'll see. What's our situation?
You're going to be gone Friday.
I'll be gone Friday.
Yeah. On Monday.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it until
we have joint session with Ted Stevens on
Monday.
Okay. All right, what I will suggest to you, and let's see if this works, what about, again, we have a full schedule on Monday. Could I ask for a 12 o'clock noon meeting on Monday? Could everybody be on hand?
Depending on how much is in the calendar.
Yes.
Well, we have, well, on the floor calendar, of course. That's dependent on that. Senator, you will be on hand. All right, everybody will be there. We will. Senator Lawson, was there a problem?
Is there another committee referral on this bill?
At the present time, there is a committee referral to Judiciary and to Finance. It's my understanding there might be a waiver of one of those referrals. I can't speak to that. It has not been brought to the floor. But with that, we will take all the amendment on the floor, the others, and bring that back for committee action at 12 o'clock on next Monday. Thank you. Committee meeting.
There goes the staff meeting.
Sorry, Arliss.
Take care.